But you know, because I'm not writing about that, I don't want to go into that too much, although I think it's obviously hugely important. Yeah. Do you want to get back to what do you think are the biggest misconceptions about depression and anxiety that people are coming to you with in the way that we respond to it, not here but generally?
So there's still a stigma attached to any mental illness. So so actually, one of the things I often say to patients, it's really interesting when they come in. One of the first things I say, well, a few years ago I got divorced and I went through 2 years of severe anxiety. Nobody knew. And they sort of, you know, to say that as a doctor, I think is really powerful. And so so there's a quite important, you feel alone. When you're anxious and depressed, it's you. Do you know what I mean? Everything is about you. You almost can't see the beautiful garden out there. Do you know what I mean? It's so dark and alone. And to me, there's something about saying, it's okay. I hate to use the word normal, but it's normal. Everybody suffers from it. You know, so I say, so people all know that I am, I do a lot of politics. I'm on the TV and the radio. I said, look, I can tell you something. It doesn't matter who people are, the MPs that I've worked with, whatever. Everyone will suffer mental illness during their life. Don't ever assume people won't. It might just be a bereavement, you know, it might just be a one-off, but actually the truth is, we will. And so that's really, really important. And to say that, make that connection with them. Otherwise you feel very alone.